My new favorite food's birthday menu. Appetizers. Saffron coconut tomato soup shots. Saffron, cumin, turmeric, fresh tomatoes, coconut milk, chives, shredded coconut. I've always liked the idea of shots. I don't drink. We had decaffeinated tea and coffee and bubbly water for beverages. But the idea of shots appeals to me. Big, intense mouthfuls and done. And I love soup. My dad loved soup and taught me to love soup. He also taught me to love ritual jokes. There were certain jokes he did every time the chance came up. Every time my dad had soup, he'd say, "Once I had soup, my nose was running, and I thought I'd never finish." It wouldn't have worked for a shot glass of tomato soup, but my dad would still have done it. Ezekiel Crostini with artichoke, lemon, basil, pesto, and toasted pumpkin seeds and chili flakes. Artichoke hearts, lemon zest, fresh basil, garlic, nutritional yeast, shaved walnuts, chili flakes. I hadn't had bread or crackers in 5 months, so this was quite a treat. Endive with creamy cashew puree and roasted grapes. Endive, cashews, lemon, nutritional yeast, purple grapes, balsamic vinegar, chives. Like a groovy, healthy Caesar salad. Grilled zucchini ribbon rolls with roasted garlic, white bean puree, fresh basil, and za'atar sprinkle. Zucchini, olive oil, white beans, miso, garlic, basil, thyme, sesame seeds, oregano. It's hard to get a groove out of garlic without salt, but this sure got me started on that path. Mini chipotle jackfruit tacos with avocado cream, cilantro, and jalapenos. Jackfruit, mini corn tortillas, avocados, lime, cilantro, jalapenos, chipotle chilies, cumin, tomatoes, onions, garlic, cabbage. I had never had jackfruit before, but it's better than pork. It's great for mouthfeel and taste. Easy as learn to cook these, and we have them all the time. I could live on them. Main courses. Wild mushroom and lentil ragu over seared polenta with heirloom tomato salsa cruda. Dried and fresh wild mushrooms, tamari, onions, garlic, thyme, lentils, cornmeal, tomatoes, garlic, basil, olive oil, chives. A little olive oil for taste really makes this swing. Balsamic grilled portobello mushrooms with white beans, slow roasted tomatoes, and basil and shaved fennel salad served with zucchini noodles topped with shaved walnut parmesan. Mushrooms, balsamic vinegar, rosemary, garlic, white beans, thyme, tomato, basil, fennel, chives, zucchini, olive oil, walnuts, nutritional yeast. Portobello mushrooms with funky walnuts. This is as good as any steak. Indian spice carrot stew over toasted millet and spinach pilaf, topped with toasted chickpeas, served with spicy mint lime chutney. Carrots, chickpeas, onions, coconut milk, cumin, turmeric, garlic, coriander, smoked paprika, millet, spinach, mint, lime, jalapenos. I love Indian food, and this be that. Side dishes. Grilled pineapple and shaved carrot salad with tamarind lime drizzle. Pineapple, multicolored carrots, tamarind paste, lime, mint, olive oil, toasted coconut. My favorite food is my mom's jello salad with carrots and pineapple and Miracle Whip on top. Well, this ain't that, but it's close in texture and idea. It's not Dylan doing Dylan, but it's better than the birds doing Dylan. Whole wheat flatbread with spiced carrot butter. Spelt whole grain flour, unsweetened almond milk, cashews, carrots, star anise, coriander, cardamom, dates. Once again, not having had bread, I ate this like a freak. Triple greens with peanut sesame dressing. Broccolini, Swiss chard, snap peas, peanuts, tahini, dates, lime, garlic, jalapenos, cilantro, miso. I love peanut sesame, anything. Mango, avocado, tangerine, and watercress salad with toasted chickpeas. Mango, avocado, tangerines, watercress, chickpeas, smoked paprika, garlic, cumin, tamarind, lime, chives, dates, olive oil. This is one of those things that I wouldn't even consider taking a bite out of when I was a fat fuck. But now, it was just full of flavors and textures. And it's food. It's real food. It's what I eat now. Desserts. Coconut brown rice pudding with sautéed mango and toasted coconut. brown rice, coconut milk, dates, cinnamon, nutmeg, mango, shredded coconut, golden raisins. I have always hated coconut. I loved this. Roasted apple crumble with coconut cream. Apple, cinnamon, nutmeg, pear nectar, spelt flour, almonds, sesame seeds, hemp seeds, flaxseed, coconut milk. When I told Taji I wasn't crazy about coconut, she told me I didn't know what I liked. She was right. I loved this too. It was a perfect meal. It was a healthy feast. More salt, sugar, and oil than I would have every day, but the healthiest feast I ever had. Healthier than any single meal I had before Cray Ray. If you want to taste a few of these things, I asked Taji to give me some of the recipes. Remember, she's a world-class cook, and maybe you're not, but good luck. Crostini with artichoke pesto makes 24 pieces. For the bread, 6 slices Ezekiel sprouted grain bread, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large garlic clove. For the pesto, 1 15-ounce can artichoke hearts, 1 small garlic clove, 1/4 cup pine nuts, 1 cup basil leaves, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 2 tablespoons brewer's yeast, 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper, salt to taste, finely minced chives for garnish, red chili flakes for garnish, toasted pine nuts for garnish. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Brush the bread lightly with olive oil on both sides and place on a baking sheet. Toast for 5 to 10 minutes until just golden. Remove and rub the bread with the garlic clove. Use a 2-inch biscuit cutter to cut 4 rounds out of each slice of bread or cut bread into thin rectangles. Drain the artichokes and pat very dry. Place in a food processor. Add the garlic, basil leaves, lemon zest, brewer's yeast, and pepper. Pulse until finely chopped but not pureed. Dump in a bowl and stir in salt to taste. If desired, stir in more olive oil. Top each piece of toasted bread with a dollop of the pesto and a sprinkling of chives, chili flakes, and pine nuts. Serve immediately. Grilled pineapple, carrot, and coconut slaw with tamarind lime dressing. Serves 4 to 6. For the dressing, 8 pitted medjool dates, 1/2 cup water, 2 limes zested and juiced, 1/2 cup tamarind paste concentrate, sometimes sold as sour soup mix in Asian stores. Look for 100% tamarind as the ingredient. 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 3 tablespoons tamari, 1/2 teaspoon granulated garlic, 2 tablespoons coconut oil, liquid, 1/2 teaspoon salt. For the salad, 1 pineapple, coconut oil, 1 pound multicolored carrots, 1/2 cup shredded unsweetened toasted coconut, 1/2 cup sliced medjool dates, 1/2 cup toasted slivered almonds. Place the dates in a blender with the water. Blend until very smooth, and just a bit more water is needed. Add the lime zest and juice, tamarind paste, nutmeg, cinnamon, tamari, garlic, coconut oil, and salt. Blend until very smooth. Heat a grill pan or cast iron skillet over high heat. Cut the top and bottom off the pineapple, cut away the thick skin, and slice into 1/2-inch slices. Rub slices lightly with coconut oil. Grill or sear until golden on both sides. Remove and let cool completely. Cut pineapple pieces into smaller bits and place in a large bowl. Peel and shred the carrots and add the carrots, coconut, dates, and almonds to the pineapple. Toss with as much dressing as desired. Serve immediately. Mini jackfruit tacos with avocado cream and pickled shallots. Makes about 24 mini appetizer tacos. For the jackfruit, 1 can jackfruit in brine. Be sure to avoid the jackfruit in syrup. 1 tablespoon coconut oil, 1 small white onion, diced, 3 garlic cloves, minced, 2 tablespoons smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons ancho chili powder, 1 teaspoon cumin, 1/2 teaspoon cayenne, 1 15-ounce can crushed tomatoes, 10 pitted medjool dates, 1/4 cup brewer's yeast, 2 tablespoons apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons chopped chipotle chili in adobo, 2 tablespoons tamari, salt. For the tacos, 4 shallots, 1 cup white vinegar, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 avocados, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 1/4 cup cilantro leaves plus more for garnish, 1 garlic clove grated, 2 tablespoons minced jalapeno, 3 tablespoons chopped chives, 24 mini corn tortillas. Preheat oven to 450 degrees. Drain the jackfruit and rinse very well. Cut away the cores of the jackfruit pieces and discard. Break up the remaining fruit with your hands and spread on a baking sheet sprayed with oil. Roast for 20 to 30 minutes or until all dried out and golden in places. Meanwhile, heat a large saucepan over high heat. Add the coconut oil, onions, and garlic. Reduce heat to medium and cook for 10 minutes until vegetables are soft. Add the smoked paprika, chili powder, cumin, and cayenne. Cook for 1 minute. Add the tomatoes and dates and cook for 15 minutes, stirring often. Transfer to a blender. Add the brewer's yeast, vinegar, chipotle, and tamari, and blend until smooth. Add salt to taste. Toss the jackfruit with the sauce and keep warm in the saucepan. Thinly slice the shallots and place in a bowl with the vinegar, honey, and salt. Stir until the honey and salt are dissolved. Cover and refrigerate for at least 2 hours and up to overnight. Combine the avocado, lime juice, chopped cilantro, grated garlic, minced jalapeno, and chopped chives. Mash until well combined, season with salt to taste. When you're ready to build the tacos, heat the corn tortillas in a dry skillet until very hot. Fill with some of the jackfruit mix and top with the avocado mixture, a few pickled shallots, and some cilantro leaves.